Steve Mathis is a Jackson native and a wildlife photographer. A couple of years ago, he fell in love with photographing great gray owls. It turns out they aren't that easy to find, but he got the hang of it. And this year, one of his striking photos of the owl won the Audubon Society Grand Prize Award. Mathis spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska on how he's learned to spot great gray owls. But first, Kudelska asks about the story behind the winning photo.
That particular photograph was taken last fall. I've been working on a photo book and a collaboration with a local biologist who studies owls for the past 5 years or so. And as part of getting images together for that book, I spend a lot of time photographing great gray owls. This past fall, gone on kind of a drought, about a six-week drought of not seeing an owl for a while. And one evening, I was out hiking around looking for owls, as usual, and saw one flying across a meadow about, 150 yards away from me at the time. So I took off running after it and was able to locate it while it was perched up hunting, and followed it around for the rest of the evening until it was too dark to photograph anymore. During the course of that evening, it gave me a bunch of really nice photo opportunities, and one of those opportunities resulted in the photo that won the Audubon Grand Prize Award. And it was, yep, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if you can describe what the owl is doing in that photo.
The owl had gone down to hunt after a gopher, and it was not successful. And as it flew back up onto a nearby branch, the branch flexed underneath its weight, and it kind of sent the owl off balance a little bit. And so as it was struggling to regain its balance, it was kind of gyrating its wings in some very interesting positions to kind of right itself on that branch. And during that kind of struggle to maintain balance, I snapped that photo. And it had just kind of had the perfect wing position and perfect background, and it was staring right down the barrel of the lens. So everything came together on that one.
When you took that photo, did you know right away that was going to be a good one?
I knew one of those images was going to be really excellent. You never know if, like, the owl's going to be blinking or something that could ruin the image. But I knew somewhere in there was going to be a really killer photo. And then when I did get home and review the images, that was the one. Like, the second I saw it, I knew that was the best photo. And it usually takes me a little while to kind of digest an image and really be able to objectively evaluate it. But that one, from day one, I knew was going to be one of my best owl images ever.
And so you mentioned that you go looking for owls. How do you know where to find owls?
Well, that's the big question. The first time I decided I wanted to photograph a great gray owl, I had seen some beautiful images of great gray owls, and I decided I'm going to go photograph a great gray owl. And I'd spent 8 months looking for the first one before I finally found one. So during that 8 months, I learned a lot about their habitat and kind of their patterns, and tried to learn as much as I could about their biology, how they hunt, where they hunt, where they winter, where they summer, all those things. And then the first time I found one, of course, it was very exciting, and I decided I wanted to do that a bunch more.
And you mentioned earlier that they're one of the favorite wildlife that you like to photograph. And why is that?
I can't explain it, to be honest. That's a question that people ask me, and I don't know. There's just something about that species of owl I tend to like a lot more than other species as well. So there's just some kind of an aura or a mystique with owls, and great gray owls in particular seem to be very charismatic, and they also seem to be more tolerant of me and I think people than a lot of owl species. They also hunt sometimes in enough light to actually make good photos, whereas a lot of owls are completely nocturnal and you just can't photograph them in the dark.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaking with Jackson photographer Steve Mathis, who won Audubon Society's Grand Prize Award for a photo of a great gray owl in Teton County.